Would it be proper if I allowed one or two, maybe three at the most questions? And if you would like to answer them, would that be all right with you? At the most three? Because I know that some people can come up with whiz bangers. You know what I mean? So if any of you might have a question, I'm going to select three of you to ask the questions. And we don't want you to ask something ridiculous, like did, you know, Adam and Eve really, or did Adam have a belly button or something like that. We want you to ask something legitimate that would not open a can of worms, but would give you an understanding, a little clearer understanding, maybe what's going off on you. The first person to ask. Okay, yeah, I will. I'll have him come up. Okay, come on up, Donna. Who else would like to ask a question? Okay, Tony, come on up. One more person. One of the kids. This is one of the kids. Okay, come on up here. How do you pronounce her?
Kirsten.
Always want to say Tristan, but it's Kirsten. Okay, so which one would you like to start with?
I was wondering, you were talking about the healing coming from the crown. Mm-hmm. Can you explain more about that?
Right now,
how it comes from the crown?
I that's all I know. It comes from his head, and it was just waves going off, and I knew it had something to do with healing, but I didn't understand anything past that.
And you don't understand anything more about healing? About how he
heals? Oh, yeah, I understand. Oh, I was healed, so I understand a lot about healing.
But he just can't. He can't explain why that is.
Maybe as time goes on, but right now, I just know that those waves look like sunlight, sunbeams coming off of him.
It goes off into the people?
It doesn't go off. It goes up. It's going up, out. But I knew it had to do with healing, and I didn't understand. I know that the atmosphere is a goldish white. Nothing's lit there but by the Father and Jesus. We read that even in the Bible. But that's true. There is no sun there. You don't have a sun,
right.
You guys. So everything. So I just knew it went up in the atmosphere. It just went. And I knew it had something to do with healing. Can I say one more thing
sure.
to that? And this is just so that you understand. When I was there, many of the things that there was many things that I probably would have asked questions if I was here, but when I was there, it was like how do I put it? There was a focus on Jesus that was out of this world. I was so glad to be with Jesus. So all the other things that were seemingly important, all of a sudden didn't seem that important because I was there. I just say that because that healing was going up and I wasn't pursuing it. Do you understand what I mean? It was like, oh yeah, that's what happened. That's the way it's supposed to be. And that's what we're supposed to do. Okay, yeah. You know, that's why.
I was wondering what you thought when you saw the Father. What did you feel something, or was it like?
Well, I didn't feel like we would have, because it wasn't in my physical body. I experienced everything. I was connected to everything. And so, even though the Father was far, he was close. Mm-hmm. You know? So it was like I was right there before him, and yet I knew I wasn't that close to him. So even though he was far, he was close. So it was more of I was experiencing it. It'd be like you jumping in water. You know how you jump in a pool of water and you experience it? And what I mean by that, you feel it, you taste it, you know, you hear the sound of it. Everything about you experiences that water all at the same time when you jump into it. And that's how it felt. I say felt, but that's how it was there. All of a sudden, I was immersed in it. Okay?
I want to know, did you get to see the pearly gate, as they call it?
Well, it's not a gate like we think it is a gate.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it's when they say it's a gate, it's a place to enter in, but it's not a gate like we think it is.
Correct. I've been to the gate. I was sent back.
Yeah.
So I everything you're saying, I relate to so much of it. Mm-hmm. Only I didn't get to go in and see. I got cheated. No. When the Lord told me I had to return, that he had work for me to do, I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to explain it. And the light is... You can explain things much better than I can, because there is no way to tell you how thrilling and how exciting, how scared I was and how thrilled I was at the same time. Because that was God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to get brave and answer one more, or do you want to end it?
Oh, I don't mind.
Yes, Art.
I was up front.
Up? You heard the boss. You heard the boss.
Yeah. I was really, as I was, what you were speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a problem there.
Marilyn and Dean.
You were saying everything is alive.
Yes.
You know, and of course, in this world, the inanimate objects, the animals we work with were rather limited. And how did that catch your attention, noticing that everything is alive? When you said even the atmosphere was alive, that I can't even comprehend what you're saying there.
Yeah, and it was, everything is alive, and you're connected to everything, and everything's connected to you.
I hope a tree is not smarter than I am. I want to be smarter than a tree.
And I was mostly saying that for down here, but up there. See, God creates everything alive. And he creates life. He is life, love, and light. That's who he is. Nothing short of that. So everything that comes out of him is that way. You know, we got death because of Adam and Eve's decision.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where we got death at. But before that time, and then they turned it over to Satan, and he had the key until Jesus Christ. You guys, if we would understand really what Jesus did. See, he just didn't die so we could get into heaven. He just didn't die so we could have a... He died so that we would not have to experience death. And we would have the authority we were supposed to have why God created us. I mean, I could go deeper because it's great. You understand? You know this? Can I say this?
Sure, dude.
You know this? One thing. We act like there's more demons against us than there are more angels and heavenly beings fighting for us. And yet, if you understand, when Satan left, he took what? One third. Only one third. That meant two thirds are still where? And we act like we got a deficit here. And yet, the Lord said, if God is for us, who can be against us? We not only got all those beings, we also got himself. And yet we act like there's more of the devil than there is more of what God has. I'm just telling you that because that Jesus did something so huge. Remember, the rocks cracked. The people that were in graves at the time came up. Yeah. The sky went dark. You got it. That wasn't just a show. It wasn't just a laser show for us, you guys. It was huge.
Amen.
See, this is a battle. This is a war. And we don't act like we're in a war. We act like we are riding a ship and someone else is fighting the battle for us. No. And the deceiver is deceiving. See, Jesus said, I want to make sure that everybody is not deceived. That's what he said. The Bible said he came to destroy the works of the devil. It's deception. Even the demons that went with him. Can I say this?
Sure.
Keep on looking at him. Even the demons were deceived. Satan deceived himself first.
Yep.
And then he deceived those demons or those other angels.
Right.
Do you guys hear what I'm saying? Those fallen angels. and they ain't happy. They not happy.
Right.
We say something all the time because Jesus said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And that says, okay, Satan's kingdom is so tight that it will stand. And yet, whose kingdom does not stand?
Satan.
Whose kingdom stands?
God. God.
Whose kingdom will not stand?
Satan.
Think about it.
Right.
Those demons ain't happy. God is everywhere, all at the same time. He's in us. Satan can only be one place at one time. He uses fear to get across things. God uses love. I'm telling you, if you start looking at it that way, this is a war. You're soldiers down here. That's why you're put in the families that you're put in. You think it was an accident. It wasn't. You were placed there to pull those people out of hell.
Amen.
That's good.
I'm just saying.
Dean, what you're saying is awesome. I mean, yeah. You know, I want to say something. You know, I'm doing a teaching on the conscience. I started it this morning. I've been overwhelmed at understanding that God gave us a completely different conscience. Not to say anything against other ministers or anything, but I've been really observing television and ministers and stuff. And the thing that really disturbs me is I see the center focus of the church is everything that God is seems to be coming to us for the here and now. Are you following what I'm saying? But the closer I get with God in my walk with Him, my praying, it seems like there's a different conscience working in me than what I hear. And this conscience is not so much what I can receive as a joint heir while I'm here. But my conscience is taking a different focus, that it's not what's so much to me, but the responsibility of what the kingdom of God is in me to get out of me for others.
Right.
Are you following what I'm saying? And I'm seeing a tremendous, something is disturbing me in my spirit, but I can't get it with my head. Much like you were saying, Dean, we could ask questions all night, but many of these questions you can't put to words. But boy, you can sure bear witness with your visitation, you know, what you're saying. But I'm going to tell you, the closer I get with God, I have more of a consciousness to my neighbor than I've ever had before. And it's a conviction beginning to build in me that as much conviction I have for God is what God is putting in me from my neighbor. It's a giving out of myself. And anything that moves in fear is so much in us of distrust and self-success in this life. You hear a lot of that. And I know God is not a God of poverty. I know that. But there's a spirit that they're emanating that's not connected to the spirit of God that is building in me. And that disturbs me. Am I qualified to say that? Or
You're qualified because you have the Holy Spirit inside
of you.
See, I got a view of what we do from God's view down. We've been doing this. Our view up. Every one of us that has the Holy Spirit inside of us can do this. Understand that. You can do it. Sometimes it goes outside of the teaching that you think you have been modeled to learn. And you don't want to say anything. But God does this to you. Say, look at it, as you're saying, from here to
now.
Look at it from my advantage point. See? Not from yours. That's when you think the earth is as big as this room and heaven is as big as that piece of paper I had. But if you think from God's point of view, all of a sudden heaven is as big as this room and the piece of paper is earth. See? And he wants me to really emphasize you have the Holy Spirit inside of you.
Amen.
You have him inside of you to give you that view. To give you all that you're talking about. And in these days, see, these days, I'm one of those, can I say this?
Sure, you can say anything. Dean, you can say anything. Well, you can say anything you want in Christ.
When I died and came back, I haven't asked the question, why did you send me back? Because I already knew why I came back, and that's to get more people to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But I also know that I ain't going to be the last one that's going to die and come back. You're going to have more and more occurrences of that over the next few centuries. Even some of your own family members are going to experience it and come back. And they're going to start telling. And that's just one of the things to say, we're getting close. I don't want to say how close we are, because I really don't know. See, up there...
Don't look at me, Dean.
You know how the Bible says no one knows the time or the date? Well, in heaven there is no time and date. It's set in motion. It will happen.
Yes.
It will happen. From the beginning of time, God's already ordained it. It's going to happen. The time and the date is an issue for us. It's not for God. It's coming. Jesus Christ wants us to get as many people to know him as Lord and Savior because it's coming. He can't stop it. Do you hear what I'm saying? All right. As that time comes closer, you're going to see more of God's presence because he's going to cry out even louder. Jesus is going to, you're going to see things. You're not going to just see Dean Braxton or Marilyn and someone could die and come back to life. I got proof. Records say it. You can go down to St. Francis. You can go down to Tacoma Journal. Look at my records. If I let you, HIPAA, you know how that is. You know what I mean? But it says it in the records. I've got the proof. No ands or buts about it. The doctors say it's a miracle. Not someone thinking it's a miracle. Written down, hard evidence, miracle. I'm not going to be the last one. And more that's going to happen because God is pulling out all stops short of evil to get people to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
That prophecy this morning, several people were asking me, yeah, we did record it, right? We'll have a copy of it, huh? Okay. We'll give you that prophecy, but it was along that same lines as time is marching or winding down. More of God is going to be coming forth through a remnant. It's going to encourage everybody to move closer to God. You know, we always seem to think so negatively that we can go and do whatever we desire to do. But God always has a remnant to draw everybody in a whole different direction. He is in control that way.
One of the signs is our children... Our children are saying, I just want to go to heaven. If you're hearing your kids say, I want to go to heaven and be with Jesus. See, they're not saying, I want a new car. I want a big house. You know what I mean? I want to be a doctor. They're saying, I want to go be with Jesus. See, they know in their hearts, they're being drawn. So if you hear your children say that more and more, you know. And that will be the cry of even children that don't go to church. That cry will be coming out from children louder because Jesus said, if you don't praise me, the rocks will. If you don't praise me, the little kids will. So, and he's not going to stop anything to get people saved short of evil. He's not going to lie. He's not going to do something evil. But he's going to do everything he can to get people to know him as Lord and Savior.
Wow. That's awesome.
I know it's long, but I feel like we should pray for a few people.
Yes.
I feel like God
is... next thing I wanted to ask you.
I feel like God is saying that me and my wife... Come on up here, Marilyn. should pray for a few people. You know.
Well, she's the type of woman I'd like to handle. Her prayers, I believe, her prayers and a lot of others brought you back.
Yeah.
They've raised you from the dead.
Yeah, they raised me.
If you have anybody to blame, it would be them.
Yeah. So, and Pastor John, you want to come up, Pastor? You want to? Let's pray. I want to pray. I want to lay hands on some people and pray for them. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And God will do what He needs to do with whoever we pray for. You know, I will say, my prayer life has changed. I don't use the big words anymore. I don't get really loud a lot. I just come straight from here.
God's not deaf.
No, He's not deaf. He hears me. Yeah. So.
Okay. Everybody stand up. First of all, let's make an appeal for salvation.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I know that would be both you guys' hearts.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father, right now, as Dean and Marilyn and I stand with them, Father, we want that if there be anybody here tonight that has never said the sinner's prayer, has never given their heart and life to Jesus, Father, we're even reaching out to those who even question whether they're saved or not.
Yes.
Father, we want to confirm their position tonight.
Yes.
We want to confirm them that they're bound for heaven. As Dean was trying to explain, the spirits of all men return to the judgment of the Lord according to Ecclesiastes. And so, Father, we want to make sure that the judgment is correct. They go to be with Jesus. Father, we don't want them to be found naked without the light of God surrounding their life. And so if you question your salvation, or if you know you've never said the sinner's prayer, that you would like to change citizenship, then this is the night that you can have that opportunity. And listen to me, thinking good thoughts did not earn favor with God. Doing works to inherit the kingdom of God won't work. It's simply being born again from above. And so you have to receive the new birth. It is imperative. You can't be saved through your mind. You have to be saved by a transformation of your spirit. And so tonight, if you want salvation or you even question it, we want to encourage you to come forward and let us pray with you. Dean and Marilyn are here to just lay hands on you and perform one of the greatest acts that Jesus says we could have, and that is to be a part of someone being birthed into the kingdom of heaven. And so if that fits you right now, I want to encourage you right now to come up here. Anybody, if you would like us to pray with you, please come forward. Or if you would like to confirm your salvation, please come forward. Anybody? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Anyone else? Hallelujah.